the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Now joined here on the All Access Postgame Show by Stevenson coach Paul Cantabene. Coach had some opportunities in the second half, got back into it, just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, we just kept killing ourselves. You know, we made out a nice run, put a lot of pressure on them, and but our shooting was undisciplined. Guys just trying to do their own thing, which is unfortunate, but we got to get better. They played hard. They made more plays in the end. I thought, you know, it was a good shot for them to get there, but we had a one-on-one 2 minutes ago with Morgan, and, you know, he misses it. You know, we got to hit those shots. You know, we're just missing the ones that we usually hit, and it's kind of hurting us. It's really disappointing. And, you know, I don't think we've ever been 1-2, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. We got 4 games against ranked teams coming up, and, you know, we play well against them, and, you know, things get cured. So, you know, we just got to keep pushing forward. A lot more positives today, but, you know, we got a lot of things to still continue to work at.
Coach, I know it's early in the season, but how do you get the guys just to value the ball a little bit more?
Well, we got to make some changes. You know, we pulled some people out, you know, and put some other people in, and they had to understand how we got to play. We've been trying to do that and emphasize that, but, you know, Steve Bannock, one of our best players, has way too many turnovers trying to jam it in and not be patient. And, you know, I thought Parrish Young played better. Donnie, you know, who's a very good player, they're not playing to their abilities right now, and that's really disappointing. They got to play better. A lot of our guys got to play better, especially in the offensive end when you have opportunities. And, you know, our ride did a great job making a lot of opportunities for us today. I thought we did a really good job at getting opportunities with our ride, but, you know, we got to play better on offense, that's for sure, and we got to keep working at it. And, you know, we can't continue to just get 8 goals a game, and, you know, we're averaging about 8-5 in the last couple of games. So we got to get better. We got to get a lot better. You know, we got a huge hands coming up playing Salisbury, and, you know, we'll do the best we can to be ready for that.
Coach, a couple of personnel notes. Wesley Reed got the opportunity to get in the second half. Yep. and really kind of made the most of his chance.
Yeah, Wesley's a good shooter. We need people to shoot. You know, he's a guy that can get in there and make plays. I thought he got a couple tough ground balls and did some good things. So Wes is going to see more time. He's a tough player. He does some good things.
And then at the faceoff X, Nathaniel Laquang appeared as though he was getting more of the chances as the game went on.
Yeah, well, he played well, but, you know, we go up 7-6 and he moves, you know, and then gets he had 3 violations in the second half. You can't face off well and do that. So undisciplined, you can't move when you're we're a man up. After you score a goal, you can't do that. Gives them an opportunity. They capitalized on it with a backside pass. So, you know, our guys are just, we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. We got to get better. We can't do our own thing. We got to continue to understand that. We've been trying to really make them understand that. And we didn't play how we practiced again. You know, we didn't do it. We didn't play. We practice against RIT, so we got some soul searching to do. To our guys got to understand how we have to play in order to be successful.
And Coach, how do you get the guys ready for a quick turnaround like a Wednesday night for Salisbury?
Well, we'll do. You know, we're used to it. We play a lot of games, so, you know, we'll get them going and, you know, try to get this out. We'll watch the film a little bit, this, and then we'll get ready for Salisbury, get this out of our head, and we'll be ready to go. You know, I'm sure we'll give them a great effort, and they'll be ready to play. You know, they play tomorrow. We'll watch them play against Ohio Wesleyan, see what we can do to prepare for that game.
Coach, thanks for taking the time for us.
Thank you.
Yes, Coach Paul Cantabene, Stevenson lacrosse coach. We will welcome in Wade Corvin. He'll come join us after a tough one here tonight, 9-8 loss to Western New England here at Mustang Stadium. He had a couple of goals. Wade, again, as we talked about with Coach Cantabene, it seemed like you guys had the opportunities in the second half, just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Definitely. We definitely need to start hitting our shots. Going to ground balls a little tougher. But other than that, I mean, I'm not too worried. We just got to stick our shots, keep our heads up when we're dodging. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I can sense the frustration. Obviously, this wasn't what you wanted here tonight.
No. We just got to get back after it Monday.
Wade, just a quick thing. I mean, you looked like you were really feeling yourself tonight. Get a little more confidence as, you know, getting on the board a little bit more. How do you feel out there otherwise, you know, from the loss?
I mean, for the most part, I feel good. Mm-hmm. Finally getting my season legs back. I don't know.
Mental rhythm.
Definitely. We just need to come out every day the same way. We got to have a similar mentality every day, similar work ethic. I feel like some days, some teams, we get a certain idea about them, and I feel like we just need to wipe that idea about everybody out and just come at everybody the same mentality, same.
Wade, what's the message with the guys after this one and knowing that it's a quick turnaround and then Salisbury Wednesday night?
I mean, the message is definitely to keep working. Can't take any steps back. We got to just keep pushing forward, just put this one behind us just like we did RIT. Like I said, I'm not worried. We just got to stick our shots, do a little extra shooting before and after practice, and definitely go a little harder on ground balls.
Wade, it's tough to come do one of these things after a loss. We really appreciate you manning up and being up here to do it.
Thank you, Wade.
It's no big deal, boys. No big deal.
It's Wade Corvin. Had a couple of goals tonight. Stevenson fell 9-8 to Western New England as we put the finishing touches on this one here at Iatop Mustang Stadium.